Good morning, Masechet Brachot Daf Zayin. We saw the top of the Amud Amar B'Yochanan. So again, like the last few Dapim, we've got a lot of titbits, a lot of like short halachas and ideas that are coming through. A lot of psukim to be darshaned on this Daf alone. On this Amud Aleph, we've got 25 psukim. And on Amud Bet, we've got another 26 psukim. So we've got 51 psukim. We're not going to have to explain every single pasuk in detail, but we'll get a very good idea of what the Gemara is speaking about. Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi and the Hakodah Bach Eznia Ben Zimra. Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yipalel. So we spoke about Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tefillin yesterday, and now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan says, where did the Hashem daven? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, Shneimar V'Aviyotim Et Har Kodshi. We know this, the song, V'Aviyotim Et Har Kodshi, we sing it. V'Simachtim B'Vei Tefillati. So Hashem says, you all come up to my mountain of holiness, to the Beit HaMikdash. V'Simachtim B'Vei Tefillati, in my house of tefillah. And the Gemara says, Tefillatem lo nimar. I don't say, V'Simachtim B'Vei Tefillatem, in your place of prayer. Ela Tefillati, man. Therefore, the Gemara understands, Mikan, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mitpalel. So the Gemara says, I can use the Ma Mitzali. Mitzali in Aramaic means Litpalel. Amrav Zutra Bartuvi, Amrav Yehiratzon Milfanai. Hashem says as follows: Yehiratzon Milfanai should be in front of me. Shich Beshur Rachamai Kasai, Rachamim Shlava Kama Enga, Viagolu Rachamai Midotai, and I should be able to express my Rachamim. Vitnahegim Banai Bimirat Rachamim, and conduct myself with my children with Rachamim, with mercy. Vikanes Lehem Lifnim Shuatadim, Vikanes Lehem, and I should basically be able to tolerate them. And go with them. If you should have not hold them to the immediate laws of din, but to be much more understanding with them. Tanya Amr Shmuel Shvab Elisha. Shvab Elisha was a kohen. Says like this: Pamachat nichnat lachtir ketoret lifnati. Obviously, kohen gadol. Says I went. Once it happened, I went into to prepare the incense. Lifnai finimich should be on your kippah. Right? Katriel yat Hashem tzevakot. And I saw here using one of the names of Hashem. Shu Yosheva Kisei Ram Vinisai sitting on his lofty chair. Amar, and he said to me, Yishmael Beni, Barcheni, says to him, give me a brocha. Hashem says to Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, give me a brocha. Amar Tilo, I said to him, Yiratzon Milfanecha, should be so in front of you, Sheikh Beshur Rachamechet Kasecha, you should overcome your anger with your Rachamim. Viagur Rachamech Melotecha, and you should have Midot of Rachamim. Vititahegim Banecha Menam Rachamim, and conduct yourself with your children with Rachamim. Vitikres Lifnim Mishot Adin. V'na'anali b'rosho, and he nodded his head. Look at Rashi. The first Rashi, Amud says, "Kemodeh b'birchati v'oneh amen." So now the Gemara says, and I got a bach edge in there. My kemashmulan, not v'kemashmulan. We learn, but my. What do we learn from this? Shelo tehe birchat hedyot kala b'necha. The Gemara goes completely to a tangent. What do you learn from this? That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is rachamim, etc. The Gemara says, no. What do we learn from this? An important halacha. Right, that an important attribute, that a birkat hedyot, a simple brocha, a person, a simple person, should not be kara b'necha. Don't say, what is he, simple brocha? Right, this is a famous story of the Rogachova. There's a few versions of the story. I think Rav Zevin brings it in his Sefer Ishim Veshitot, where the Rogachova was a famous gadol in the last generations, and he was a tough guy, a very tough guy. He never gave brochas, and the person came off for a brocha. The one version says, I don't give brochas. He says, what are you, your apple? I don't give brochas to apple. The other version was, he says, what did he say? He said, I don't give brocha. So one of the rabbis in the room said, but quoted this Gemara. He said, I'm a Rogachova. The Gemara daf brachos daf zayin says, Shelo tehe birkat hedyot kala banecha. Birkat hedyot, a simple guy's brocha, shouldn't be light in your eyes. In other words, give a brocha. Brocha is important. So he says, if that's the case, he says, Kavachome, you from the Rogachova like you, such an important brocha. So you know, he says, if that's the case, you give the brocha without the Kavachome. You give the brocha as a birkat hedyot. Okay, that's a joke from the Rogachova. Okay, Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shein Meratzin. So where do we learn from it? You shouldn't try and placate a person while he's still angry. Dichtiv, we got a pasuk over, yeah? And the pasuk, this is a pasuk from Shmot. Vayomar panai yelechu v'hanichoti lach. Shmot lamed. What is he talking about? I think this is a pasuk that we're still speaking about the Chet Ha'egel. So he says over there, Hashem says, "Panai lecha v'anechot lecha." Let me go a little bit of time pass, and then I will forgive. Amen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hamtin li ad shavru panim shel zam. Let wait until I've calmed down. V'aniach lecha, and then I will forgive you. Mi keratcha ritcha kamed ekud shebichu. And the Gemara says, "Is such a thing that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? Such a thing?" The Gemara says, "Yes, in." Tanya, we got another pasuk. I told you, we got 25 pasukim on this amud. Elohim shofet tzadik ve'el zoeim b'chol yom. It says God judges the shofet tzadik. or Elohim Shofet is a tzaddik at Mashar. But the end of the passage we want to read, Ve'el Zoem Bechol Yom, Hashem gets angry every day. Ve'kama Zamo, and how long is that anger last for? The Gemara says a rega. One moment. Ve'kama, how long is that moment? The Gemara says, Echad. Now this is a Gemara, right? There's a Mishnah Shasa over here. The version of the Gemara is like this. Echad Mechameshet Rivu, 1/5 of a 10,000. V'shmonatrafim u'shmonamot u'shmonim v'shmonim v'shayla. 1/10,000 of 800, whatever. A very, 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 very short amount. Masura Shas over there says, Yesh gorsim shmone ribu. 8 times 10,000. V'yoten nachon limcho karibu klal v'ligros shmonatrafim shmonamot v'shmonim. He says, leave out the ribu. He says, it's too complicating this ribu. This ribu means 10,000. So he says, just basically, how much is the rega? So he says, how long is that rega? The Gemara wants to know. So he says, there, echad, livat rega mi-chamesh, mi-shmonat lafim u-shmonamot u-shmonishmon shab. It's a very little time. V'zohi rega. And the Gemara says, v'ain kol bria, yechola lakhaven otah, sha'a chutz mi-bilam harash. Who was the only person in the world who was able to calculate the exact moment of when Hashem got angry? Was Bilam Harasha. Dichtiv be, because the pasuk tells us, next pasuk here comes from Hamidbar. It says, V'yodeh dat elyon. Right? The pasuk there says, Nu'um shomei imre'el, V'yodeh dat elyon mechazesh re'yachdeh nofel v'gruy anam. It says, V'yodeh dat elyon. Right? What are you talking about? Bilam Rasha, he knew. Hash the dat behento lo haviyah. Never actually a donkey. Rashi, this is the first Rashi, the second Rashi on the land there. B'masech avod azore, farish lam b'parakam, the first parakam of azore, Bilam Rashi, never saw the donkey. Dat elyon haviyah, he understood the dat elyon, he understood Hashem, the calculation of all the things. It was elem b'lamed, she'odeh lechaven otah, shakosh baruch hu. Never understood dat elyon. What does it mean, dat elyon? Dat elyon, not only understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he knew when to calculate, how to work out the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be angry. V'ayinu d'amar la Navi Yisrael. And let's see what the Navi said to Yisrael. It comes from Micha, right? The Navi says like this, Ami zachar na ma ya'atz Balak melech Moab u'ma ana oto Bilam. What Balak, the king, gave him advice, and when Bilam answered him, Minashitim ala Gilgal, leman dat tzidkot Hashem. He says, the end of the part, leman dat tzidkot Hashem. Right? Is the Mizachar na Mai at Balak Melech Moab Uchale Ma Leman Dat Tzidkot Hashem? The Gemara says, what does it mean? Amar Bilaz Amar Yom Kadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchal. He says, like this is the Leman Dat Tzidkot Hashem. To understand the Tzidkot of Hashem, what does it mean? Tu Kama Tzidkot Asiti Machem. Hashem says, look how much Tzedek I did with you. Shlo Kati Bilam Rasha. I didn't get angry at all during the time Bilam Rasha. Bilam Rasha knew how to calculate the time. So if God had got angry, says Shiel Malek Kati, had I got angry, Lo Nishtayer Mison Hem Shli Shel Sridu Palit. Second time we sing it in this Masechet. The Lashon Sagina Hor. Hashem says here, Lo Nishtayer Misonehem, there wouldn't have remained any remnants from the Sona, the haters of Israel. That means Israel themselves. Right, Saridu Palit, not even a member, not even a refugee. So Bilam said to Balak, Ma Kavli Kova Elu Ma Zom Lo Zam Hashem. In other words, basically it's all dependent on Hashem. Melamed Shekol Otana Yamim Lo Zam Hashem, never got angry. How could he says, my kovla, kovla, what can you want from me? I can't curse him. But my zom, Lord Zamashem, Hashem never got angry. I need to curse in the time of the anger. There wasn't anger. But come a zamo, and how much is he zamo? The Gemara says again, rega. Right? But come a rega, how much is rega? This is the second answer to the same question. Rega, kamemra. Rega is the amount of time it takes you to say a rega, like you would say, rega. That's the amount of time, rega. Count long it takes you to rega. Start counting, rega. I don't know, half a second, that's a rega. Uminalan de rega ratach. And how do you know that that's a moment of anger? Shneemar, ki rega ba'apo. Chayim birtzno. It says there, ki rega ba'apo. It's in the context of the pasuk. Rega ba'apo, it's a hekesh. V'ibad aim, another pasuk maybe is the answer. Mihacha. Right? We're another pasuk over here. It's a little bit more difficult. This pasuk over here comes from Yeshaya. Difficult part. Psukim. It says, Lech ami bo b'chadrecha uzgod chazudoz. Ba'adrecha, chavi kima'at raga, chavi, the word chavi avya kima'at raga, if you're following in an art scroll, so art scroll have the Likutei Rashi, you know, so Likutei Rashi, bring a Gemara, the Rashi from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, chavi says, hitchavi ma'at ad ya'avor za'am, chavi, from the word chavut, litchavot, to hide, chavi kima'at raga ad ya'avor za'am, ematarittach, amrabaya, when you get angry, Behenech klat shai kamaita. says, what, when do you know when Hashem is getting angry? So he gives us some sort of sign. He says like this, Behenech klat shai kamaita. Right, there's a Rashi there. He says, but these 3 hours, the first 3 hours, shai kamaita. Rashi says, yeah, bechad mirigay klat shot rishdon. In a moment, in the first 3 hours of the day, what are those 3 hours? Ki chivra karbalta de tarnagulta. So that, like, you know, that like thing that hangs on the chicken. He's got like a bit of a thing that hangs on his mouth. I don't know what it's called, right? The kai achad kara. So when that the sun, I suppose, is rising in the early hours of the day, and it whitens, it's normally like a bit of a red color, right? That kara, and he's standing on one leg. Sorry, I lost my place. The kai achad kara, standing on one leg. So what are you talking about? Call shaita v'shaita mikahachi. He stands like this every couple of hours that you see a chicken standing on one leg. He says no. Call shaita it bei shuraiki sumki. He says every couple of hours when he stands, there's a shuraiki sumki. What's shuraiki sumki? Again, we've got a Likute Rashi there, which tells us shuraiki. He says like this. It's in the first. It says like this. Shuraiki sumki. He says shuraiki sumki. Read it not with a shin shuraiki, but suraiki, like with a samach. So afilu keshemekasefet yeshba shurot shurot adumot mod. He says normally during the day, even if it gets a bit silver or if it goes a bit white, so there's still streaks of red. Keregilutam, normally, aval otasha ah kulo mechasefe. But that moment is completely silver white. That's what we said there. Ki chivra. Chivra means like white. Chiver, right? Is a person who's if like the blood rushed out of your face, you'd be like, what's the word in English? Anyhow, a person who's lost his colour. Right? So that's chivra. But he shy to lobe shurki sum. That a moment, particularly at that hour, there's nothing there, no red streaks, no anything, completely white. So the Gemara says, "Who tziduki to have a beshivutei Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi?" There was a tziduki that, you know, the tzidukim were during the second Beit Hamikdash specifically. They were caused a lot of problems to the Chachamim. They didn't believe in Rashi bar peh, and they used to provoke them and a lot of problems. Right? And they knew Rashi b'chtav well. So who tziduki to have a beshivutei Rabbi Yehoshua? He lived in the same neighborhood as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Have a kemitzar leit tuva b'krayin. He used to trouble Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi a lot with psukim. Yom echad shakal tarnagoltev ukme ben kare darsa. So one day Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he had it with his guy. He took a chicken, ukme ben kare darsa, he put it between the legs of the bed, right? V'ayein by, he looked at this bed and this chicken very carefully. Savar kimata hishata altaye. Laite in Aramaic means to curse. He says, I'm going to wait for that moment. He says, when the right moment comes, when there's the ritcha of Hashem, I'm going to curse this tzeduki and finish him off. Enough with him. Kimata hishaita naim. When the time came, he fell asleep. So he woke up and he said, Amar Shema Mina, Lav Orich Ari Lemavidach. This isn't the right way to do things. We don't do these things. Right? Because the Torah says, you've got to pass to Rachamav, I call myself Ketiv. It says, Rachamav, call myself. There's mercy on all these myself. Right? In other words, I suppose, even this tzeduki, there should be Rachamav on him. Uchetiv, and it says on the next part, it says, Vgam Enosh Letzadik Lotov. Vgam Anush Letzadik Lotov. A tzadik, even if he's a tzadik, shouldn't punish people. I think they read the pasuk. Rashi says, "Letzadik lo tov la'anosh et abriot." Tzadik shouldn't punish briot. Tell me, Shmei Rabbi Meir, b'shas shehachama zorachat, v'chol machem izrachu marav menichim kitrehem roshahem u'mishtachim nechama. He says, "When another answer of now, when is that zam?" So the one zam was when Hashem gets angry. We saw was when the chicken, at the time when the chicken's karbalta changes into what at the very earliest hours of the morning. Another answer here is when does, we had a bright name of Rabbi Meir. He says, at the time when the sun shines, and all the kings of the east and the west, menichim to put their crowns on their head, they wake up and they start preparing themselves in all their glory. They bow down to the sun. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch gets angry when he sees all the kings serving Avodah Zorah. That's the moment that he gets angry. Another halacha now. So we had on the first Amu, we said, where do you know that Hashem davens? Now we've got another halacha also of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Tova mardut achat belibosh ladam etemi kama malkiot. It says, better mardut, right? We look at Rashi, the way he explains here, mardut, because mardut, not malkot. He says, yeah, mardut achat. Lashon radui v'hachna. Basically, this is like humility and subjugation. Shadam sama libo me'elab. A person who feels regret. I think that's what it means, right? Your termic, rather than getting some malkut, getting some lashes. Shnei Mar, we've got a pasuk over here. This pasuk comes from Hosea. It says, V'ratfa et ma'haveya v'lo tasegi chaitzit la v'neve ketchtim otam v'kashtam v'lo timtza and never found them. V'ramra elcha v'ashuva el ishi harishon. I'll go back to my first love. Ki tov li az me'ata. Right? It's udafa et ma'haveya. Right? Rather go back. Masukiya is talking about, there's a whole allegory here of Am Yisrael and having relations as the Isha with her lover, with Avodah Zorah and Hashem. Bottom line, she goes back to Matt, prefers to go back to Hashem and it's painful, etc. Rashak says, you'll tell me, Mea Malkiot, Rashak says, even more than 100 Malkiot. Why? Because he says, Ran Tachot Ga'arab Mevin Ma'akot Kesel Me'aksil Me'a. Okay, he brings the pasuk which talks about 100 Ma'akot. Rabbi Biyochim Shabbos, Nada Halocha Nabi Shurim Rabbi Yossi. Shlosha Advar Mikash Moshe Mifne HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'natano. He says, there are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and he got them. And V'natano. First thing was, Bikash Tishrei Shechina L'Israel. He asked that the Shechina should only rest on Israel. V'natano, the pasuk says that he gave it him, Ha'halo b'lech t'chai man, I'll go with you. Bikash lo Tishrei Shechina ala govdei kochavim. And he said, not only should only rest on Israel, but also shouldn't rest on the goy. V'natano, and he agreed, Shenema, V'naflinu ani v'amech, only with you. Bikash lo hodio d'rachav shla kadosh baruch hu, and he asked the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'natano. Here Rashi over here, and he says, Bikash Lehodio derachav. I'm skipping the Rashi's there on the side. This says minhag midat mishpatav. He wanted to understand from him the way he conducts himself in his mishpatim. How does he judge people? God mipnei ma tzadik v'tovlo rashav v'ralo tzadik v'ralo rashav v'tovlo. He had lots of questions. We see tzadikim sometimes and things work out for them. Tzadikim sometimes things don't work out for them. A guy's a rasha and things work out for him. A guy's a rasha, things don't work out. How did these things work? Right. And it says v'natano. He agreed. Hashem agreed to tell him shneimar hodiyani na et darkecha. Right, he said, teach me your ways. Amalefanavim, Rosh Hashanah, Ibn Emma, Yesh Tadik Vetovlo, Yesh Tadik Veralo, Yesh Tadik Vetovlo, Yesh Tadik Rashavala, Yesh Rashavato, Shavala, like we said. So Amalo Moshe, so Hashem says, Moshe, Tzadik Vetovlo, what do you mean? When do we have a Tzadik and it's good for him? He's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. His father's a Tzadik, therefore things work out well for him. Tzadik Veralo, Tzadik Ben Rasha, his father's a Rasha, and he was a Tzadik, therefore things don't work out for him. Rasha Betovlo, he was a bad guy, but things work out for him. Rasha Ben Tzadik, his father's a Tzadik. Rasha Veralo, Rasha Ben Rasha, his father's a Rasha. So we see over here, from this first answer over here, that it goes off to your father really, even though you were a tzaddik. Only if your father was a tzaddik will you end up being well. If your father was a rasha, you won't. And even if you were a rasha and your father was a tzaddik, things will still work out well for you. That's the Gemara's going to change this answer in a second. Amar Mar. The Gemara's Amar Mar is like an extract from this brighter. So the brighter says, tzaddik v'tovlo tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo tzaddik ben rasha. Was it any? How can that be? V'akativ, dami v'pasuk, famous pasuk. Right? And this pasuk over here is a pasuk from Shemot. When we say it all the time, not say chesed alafim, v'nosei avon v'fesha, this is the middle of Rachamim, v'chata v'nake lo yinake, poked avon, avot al banim, v'abnei banim al shlashim v'aribayim. So the first pasuk says, the steer in the psukim here, it says poked avon avot al banim, and that's the pasuk which seems to imply that Hashem does bring father's sins onto their children. Another pasuk says, u'banim lo yumtu al avot. Children won't die because of their fathers. Raminan, cried out, because it's still between the psukim. U'meshanin, and the Gemara says, we answered and we said, lo kashia, ha kashi ochzin ma'ase avotayim bidehem. If the father was a rasha and the son continues to be a rasha, so he'll get under any his sins, he'll pay for his father's sins as well. Va'ha kashayin ochzin ma'ase avotayim bidehem. The son doesn't conduct his way and his father's a rasha. And he's not a rasha, he's a tzaddik. So then he won't. It seems to be the exact opposite of what we just said. So Gemara says, how can those answers be right? Elachi kamara. This is what Hashem must have said to Moshe. Tzaddik v'tovlo. Why do we have a guy with tzaddik v'tovlo? That's a tzaddik gamur. Tzaddik v'ralo. If he's a tzaddik, but things don't work out for him, tzaddik she'en lo gamur. He's not such a good tzaddik. He seems like a tzaddik. Rasha v'tovlo. If he's a rasha, things are good. Rasha she'en lo gamur. Not such a bad, not a real rasha. Rasha v'ralo, a rasha gamur. And the Gemara says now, so that's where we basically resolve that whole steer over there. And it's pashut that you can't be a Rasha ben Tzadik, and therefore things are good for you, and a Tzadik ben Rasha, and things are bad for you. So the Gemara explained it very nicely. It really depends on you. Now, that Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rabbi Yossi said that there were three things that Moshe asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all to him. Right? He wanted to know only that Shechina would be on Am Yisrael, not on the Goyim, and he also wanted to know, your dear Derachav, tell me how you work. And the Gemara says, "Upligir Rabbi Meir, that machloket, that Rabbi Yossi over there is a machloket on what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir says differently. Rabbi Meir says, and about the time, Rabbi Meir shtayim natnulo Vachat lo natnulo. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu only got two out of the three. He asked for three, but only got two. Right, sheneimar v'chanoti et asher achon. Right, what is it? The pasuk. So Rashi explains the pasuk over here. It says v'chanoti et asher achon. Where's the Rashi? Pligad Rabbi Shua ben Kesharati lo did achon et asher achon et asher yichmeru rachamai alav l'sha'a. Hashem says over there, he says that sometimes he'll have rachamim on someone, even the guy isn't worthy of it. Right? Right? He says over there, it's a little bit difficult. He says, af al pi she'eino hagun, even though he isn't hagun, v'richamti l'asher rachem, and I will, af al pi she'eino hagun. So we see there's lots of pashut that really things aren't so straightforward over here. That if a guy's a Rasha ben Rasha, or is a Tzadik ben Tzadik, and depend on him, etc., sometimes, no, even a guy is not good, and nonetheless, things will work out. So therefore, it's clear that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really get a clear answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of how things work. Vayomer, and now a similar psukim, the Gemara says, Vayomer lo tuchal lirot et panayim. Here, we continue with psukim. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, and Hashem said to Moshe, you can't see my face. Tal mishvay Rabbi Yishev ben Karcha, ben Korcha, kach amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Hashem saying to him, Rashi says, yeah, Kesharatziti, at the snare, I wanted to show you myself, my face, but you turned away. Ratzita, achshav shata rotze, and you wrote, now you want to see me, I don't want to show you, right? Pligad Rabbi Shua, and that pasuk, the way that we just explained that pasuk over here, right, is a machloket, Rabbi Shua bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonatan, Rabbi Shua bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonatan, beschar shalosh, zachar leshalosh. He says there, but the schar of the snare, right? Moshe ben Hozoche, but three things. Beschar, right? Leshalosh, beschar. First pasuk we go by, the first pasuk we bring over here is a pasuk that comes from Shmot. It's Vayomer Anochi Elohei Abicha Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov Vayaster Moshe Panav Ki Yare Me'abit Elohim. It says there three things. Vayaster Moshe, Hashem covered his face. Ki are he was fearful, mi abit lohim, to look at Hashem. So we said a second ago that we brought the pasuk and Hashem said, I wanted to show you my face, you want to look, too late now, how can that be? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said to Rabbi Yonatan, that dafka for that behavior, Moshe Rabbeinu got a schar. Because the pasuk says that we just saw, vayaster Moshe panav. For the fact that vayaster, zachar leklaster panim. He himself was Zoche, what's cluster panim, says Rashi? Ki karan or panav, his face shone. He hid his face, therefore his face shone. Schar ki yare, when he says ki yare, he was fearful. Zachal, vayiru, mageshla, people were fearful of him. People didn't just walk up to him. You couldn't just walk up to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, how's it China? Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, as David Blackman would say, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, you had a lot of fear for him. Bischar mi habit, and from the third fact that he was scared to look, zacha le utmunat Hashem yabit. Look at the Rashi, utmunat Hashem yabit. What does it mean? Ze mar'e achorim kach shanu b'sifri. Says the Sifri says that at least Hashem let him see the back of him. And we know that he saw the tefillin of Yishosh. We'll see that in a second. Right? At least he said utmunat Hashem, the image of Hashem he could see. And then another pasuk, the Gemara says, vasirotir kapai v'reitet achorai. Right? I took away my hands. You saw the back of me. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shulman Chasidim, Melamed Shirak Rosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Keshe Shel Tefillin. He says that he showed him the Keshe Shel Tefillin. Right, look at the last Rashi on the Amud there. Me'achorav Hu. Melal Dak Rosh Baruch Hu B'Neach Tefillin. We said that Hashem put on Tefillin. Here Moshe Rabbeinu could at least see the back of the Tefillin, the knot of the Tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Yossi, another halochen now Rabbi Yossi, Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Yossi, called the Rabbi Yossi, Yatsayim Pekah Rosh Baruch Hu LeTova. If Hashem says something, and it's got the positive implications, right, it makes no difference. Even if it was on Tanai, right? Afilu al Tanai lo chazar, but even if it was a conditional, the fact that he said it will happen, even if the conditions don't happen, right? And how do we know? I mean, where did that from? Be Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheneimar, the pasuk for Moshe Rabbeinu says, got a pasuk avia from Devarim, Heref mimeni v'ashmideim, v'emchat shema mitachar hashamayim. This is after the Chet Egel. Hashem said to him, enough, let me destroy them, and v'emchat shema, and I'll wipe them out. I'll make you into a greater nation than them. Now we know that Hashem didn't wipe them out, and then the Moshe Rabbeinu persuaded him not to. And Hashem didn't wipe out, so therefore, if he would make Moshe into a great nation, it was conditional wiping out Am Yisrael. And nonetheless, what happens? Right? He says, the milta ubatla, even though Moshe Rabbeinu otrachim and he annulled it, afilachi ukme bezara. Nonetheless, Hashem made his descendants into a huge nation. Shneimar. This is the second last pasuk on this amud. The pasuk comes from Divrei Hayamim. It says, "B'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer." He had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. Vayu v'nei Eliezer, and the sons of Eliezer was Rechavia Harosh. V'lo haya Eliezer bani macherim. He only had one son, Eliezer. U'b'nei Rechavia Ravu Lamala. But b'nei Rechavia were massive, right? So the word says there, Ravu Lamala. Right, ubenei rechavi harosh v'chulei, ubenei rechavi rabu lemala v'chulei, v'tani rabbi Yosef lemala, what does it mean lemala? Lemala mishim ribu, more than Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, shishim ribu ish, over the age of 20, as we know. He says basically that the descendants of Moshe Rabbeinu were more than Am Yisrael. Atye rabbi, rabbi, how do we know that? We've got Gzei Roshava, we've got rabbi, k'tiv hachai rabu lemala, k'tiv hatam ubenei shel peru v'yishtetzu v'yirbu. Right, so the Gemara learns it from some sort of Gzei Roshava, that really Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it was conditional, nonetheless, he was still zoche to the brocha of all of that. We're going to Amud Bet. Now another loch of Rabbi Yochanan, but this time not in the name of Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Now it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? It's attributed to the Zohar, even though some historians argue about that. But nonetheless, it's a traditional history. But we'll see most of the time in the Mishnah, we're going to see Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, not as Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, just Rabbi Shimon. So you should know that Stam Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Miyom Shebrakos Baruch Hu Taolam, from the time that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekaro Lakos Baruch Hu Adon Ad Sheba Aram Avinu. The Bach puts in Aram Avinu. The first person to call Hashem Adon, Master, was Aram Avinu. V'karo Adon, and Mirai called him Adon Hash, Neymar, Vayomer, and the Pasuk over there says, it's a Pasuk in Breshit, Vayomer Adonai Elohim. He didn't say Hashem Elohim with the Yud Kevavke, he said Adonai Elohim, my master God, Bame Edaki Rashin. How do I know I'm going to inherit you? That was a discussion with Amram. Amarav, and Rav says, Rav was one of the greater Amorim, the first generation of Amorim from Eretz Yisrael who went to Babel. Rav and Shmuel, they had their Batei Midrash in Surim Pumbedita. Rav was a contemporary Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, we saw the other day that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children that died, and one of the opinions was, we saw in the Bach, I think Rav Nissim Gaon actually said that Rabbi Yochanan sent his child to Eretz Yisrael, it was on Daf Hamud Bet. Rabbi Yochanan said there, V'atid amiki nishul o ben echad u'shmur Rabbi Matna v'shigru Eretz Yisrael le'bavel. Lilmod Torah lifnei Shmuel. So Shmuel and Rav were contemporaries. All three of them, Shmuel, Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan, all learned together in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Beit HaMidrash. So this is all the same generation. Amar Rav, and Rav says also, Af Daniel lo na'ana ele bishvil Avraham. Even Daniel, the prophet, right, the only reason he was answered was because of Avraham. Shneimar, va'ata shma Eloheinu tefilat avdecha, ve'al tachanuna va'er panecha amigdashecha shamayim leman Adonai. I bring that pasuk there, it says, leman Adonai. And Rabbi Yochanan understands that Leman Adonai means that it's because I'm answering you in the merit of Amram Avinu. Leman Chami Baile. Could the pasuk should have said, Mikodesh Hashemayim Leman Mancha? Why Leman? Because of you. And Leman Avraham Shekaracha Adon. Right? Abraham they called you Adon. Amram Yochanan Mishum Bishum Ben Yochai. Another one halachas of Rabbi Yochanan and Amram Bishum Ben Yochai. Minayin Shevratzilu Lada Bishar Kaso. We saw this already early on. How you shouldn't console a person or try and lefayes to placate a person in time of anger. Shneimar, same pasuk panai yarechu vani chot lachsut zuri. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Another one. Miyom Shvarakos Baruch Hu Talamo. From the time that he created the world, lo haya adam shehoda laKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbat Leia vehodato. No one actually thanked God for anything until Leia came and thanked him. Shneimar hapa'am oda et Hashem. Now I will oda et Hashem. What happened over there with oda et Hashem? Look at Rashi. She says, "Lefisher ata beruach hakodesh." She saw with ruach hakodesh powers. She Yaakov ma'amid shnei masar shvatim. She knew there were going to be 12 boys for 12 tribes. V'lo arba manim, and she had four children. Kevin, she would have four out of the 12. Right, so Kevin she yalda ben revi'i. Right, when she got the fourth child, hodeita al chelka shala yoter mina cheshbon ha'magila. Sorry. Kevin, hold on. Velu Arbanashim, and he had four wives. Sorry, I thought something was wrong here. So she knew that Abraham was going to, that Yaakov would have 12 boys, and there were four wives. So four wives means equally three boys to a wife. When she got her fourth child, she realized that she was now over the average. Right, Rabbi Yechezkel Magiela. So therefore, Odeta, she thanked Hashem for it. She thanked Hashem for that. Now, the pasuk. Now, while we're discussing the children and the tribes, etc., the Gemara discusses a name. It says Reuven. Right now, what's the idea of what does Reuven stand for? Amar Bilazar, Amar Leah, when she named Reuven, said to herself as follows: Reu ma bein banai ubani leben chami. Look at the difference. This was the Ruach HaKodesh, right? Because she never knew what a child was like when she named him. He was just born. He said, look at the difference between my son and Leben Chami, my father-in-law's son. Who was Ben Chami? Her father-in-law was Yitzchak. Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Right? Look at the difference between my child and Esav, Yitzchak's other son. Dilu Ben Chami, Esav, afagav demidate zavne lebechirute. Even though willingly he sold the Bechor, Tichtiv, because we got a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov. He shavali kayom, vayi shavalo, vayim kor et bechorat ol Yaakov. He says, swear to me, and Esav swore to him, and he sold the bechorat to Yaakov. Chazu makatiba, look what they say about Esav, even though he willingly sold it. Right? The next passage we bring from Bereishit, it says, vayastom Esav et Yaakov. Yaakov hated Esav. What did he hate him about? Ala bracha, asher berachu aviv, because his father gave him the bracha, vayomer Esav belibo. And as I said, in his heart, yikrevu yomei avel aviv, my father's days of mourning will come, v'hargai et Yaakov achin, I'll kill him. Right? Vayomer, another pasuk l'uchtiv, vayomer, another pasuk here, also in Bereishit. Vayomer hachi kerash mo Yaakov. Why was his name called Yaakov, says Esav? Vayakveini zep, I plan the words. Yaakov, Yaakvein, he overtook me twice. Et bechorati lakach, he took my lakach, that's not true, he sold it willingly. Now I took my bracha. If you look very carefully, it's interesting to note that Bechorati and Birchati are the same letter. It's just spelled differently. So they're both Bet Kaf Resh Tafiud, Bet Resh Kaf Tudud. No, just noticed it when we learned the parasha a few weeks ago. And he said, Yaakov, Bani, says Leah. Afagav, this is Bani, because by Reuven. Afagav da Al Karchei, Shakle Yosef, Lebechirutei, even though by force. There, Esav sold it willingly. Reuven lost his Bechora by force, against his will. Okay, the excuse, so to speak, there that why Yosef, Yaakov, gives it him in the brochas of Vayechi, with this week's parsha. Why he took the Bechora away is because he says he muddled up the beds when Rachel died and took the bed, the whole story. I'm glad to say what he, I don't know how to translate the pasuk the Gemara says, but nonetheless he moved the bed into Leah's tent or whatever the case was. Nonetheless, against his will, he thought he was doing something good, and he took the brocha, the bechorah, and gave it to Bnei Yosef because Ephraim Menashe got the double Yerusha. Afilu hachi, right? Even so, in spite of all of that, says Leah, right? Nonetheless, look what the pasuk says: Lo ikanebe. Right, there was no jealousy, right, of Reuven to Yosef, but on the contrary, right, at the end of the day, who really saved Yosef? I mean, their mother had done the perfect job, but when the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, Reuven was the one who said, and the Gemara says, they said, well, what we're my betza? What are we going to get out of this if we kill him? Let's put him into the pit. Vayishmar Reuven, vayatzilu biyadam. And you could, under normal circumstances, you would have thought, look, this is the guy, he stole his Bechora. Even though things hadn't happened yet, it was all further on, but nonetheless, they all knew that Yosef was Yaakov's favorite. The Gemara carries on and discusses now another name, Rut. Right? My Rut. What is the name Rut? My Rut. Was Amar Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shezachta v'yatza min David. What's her name? Rut. Right, look at Rashi there, Rut HaMoavia, Mishum Da'ai Reperusha Hashem, because we've been discussing names, we chose Rut as well. No other reason not to write to Asugero. So he says, what was Rut? She zachte, she had the schut, v'yatza imena David. Right, and David came out of from her, why? She rivahu la kadosh baruch hu, rivah here from the word, she rivahu, right, that, like she praised him, b'shot v'tishpachot. So now the Gemara says, Minalach, the Shema Garim, how do we know the name has anything to do with a person? How do we know that the name is so influential, yeah, or significant in influencing a person? Amar B'Elezer, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk that comes from Tehillim, right? And the Pasuk is like this, Lechu chazu mifalot Hashem, asher sam shemo ba'aretz. Go look at these mifalot Hashem, these like... I don't know the operations of Hashem. Then you put the names Asher Sam, right? And the pasuk there says Shamot Baaretz, right? So what does he mean over here? Al decree The pasuk says, "Al tikri shamot." Right? So don't read the pasuk when it says shamot, right? Ela shamot, right? Because shamot over here means like desolate, right? Destruction. He makes the place desolate. Well, it says, don't read it. Shamot ela shamot, right? Meaning the names that he. Another one, when a person has bad tarbut, yeah, bad culture, in other words, unruly people, right, inside your house, you're ter milchemet gogu mago, they can tear a family apart. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right, if you've got people in your house who are bad, they're worse than the milchama of gogu mago, the famous war before the Mashiach comes. Shnei mar, mizmor David, David speaks. When he was running from Avshalom, he was trying to kill him. Right? It says, "Mizmor le David bevorcho mipnei Avshalom beno." Uchtiv batrei, and the pasuk says afterwards, "Hashem marabu tzarai rabim kamim alai." Right? Hashem marabu tzarai. My troubles are so great that are with me. We're speaking about Avshalom. We look at milchemet Gog u'Magog ketiv, and we're actually speaking about Gog u'Magog. Also, David Amelech in Tehillim. Right? What does he say there? Lama rakshu goyim ulumim yehegurek. So he says, what are they all getting so excited about? And they're speaking nonsense. Right? So you can see there that the Lashon there, Rakshu Goyim, when we look at Rashi there, Rakshu Goyim. Ma to'elet lem, what purpose is there? Alma dvar kalhu beinav. It's just something simple. Gogumag is not a big deal. Vilu ma rabu tzarai, when it says ma rabu tzarai, look how great my troubles are, look at him. Isn't it written? So you see from there, the fact that Avraham, that David and Avshalom never got on, Avshalom tried to kill him in his own house, that was worse in David HaMelech's eyes than Milchemet Gog u'Magog. Bishmona David. Sorry, the Gemara is like a mizmor to David. Why did David call it a mizmor? Mizmor is like a song or something of praise. Kina to David, but there should have been a kina, a lamentation. There should have been something written on Tisha about his son trying to kill him. Arishimon ben Mishrashas changes that. Let's see. Yeah, in Tosfot Yomei, no, but Tosfot Tuktuvot. I think God didn't. I don't know what the change. Amar Arishimon. Ben Avishalom, Mashal Abadomeh. It's like, what's the Mashal? Adam Sheatza Alav Shtarchov. Person, there's a debt against him. Korem Sheparo, before he's paid the debt, he's walking around. Yatzev, he said he owes money. Lachar Sheparo Samech. Once he's paid the debt back, he's relieved. He's got all this burden off his shoulders, and he's very relaxed. Afkan, the Bach changes the Afken to Afkan. So too here with David. Kevin Shamar Lakarosh Baruchu, Hinanime Kimelecha Rami Beitecha. When Hashem said to him, there's going to be bad in your house, Ayatzev, Amar Hashem, a Eved or Mamzer, who maybe this is going to be an Eved, one of his slaves, or a Mamzer. There's people who've got zero sentiment to David HaMelech. The Lord Chai Saleh won't have any mercy on him. Kevin de Chazad de Avshalom, look at this, amazing. He says, when David saw who was this problem, he knew from Hashem that he was going to have trouble in his house. He thought, he expected the worst. Right? That's what he said, laughed about expectations. He expected the worst. Suddenly he sees, who's this person? Avshalom. Samach. He was happy. Why? We'll see in a second. Mishum Hachyamar. That's why he said Mizmor. Now the Masor HaShas says, it finishes off there with the explanation. Why was he happy? So he brings a Dvar Acher, right? He says like this. Amar Mizmor. Why? Amar Stam Bara Derachim Alav. We've got a principle in life. It comes. This is also a case, by the way. Halocha Zin Mita. If your husband, if your son comes to rob your house, you ought to shoot him, right? Because so the other way around. Sorry. Scrap what I just said. Right? Because he says, "Avi astam barad rachim alab." A son will have rachim on his father, and he won't really actually kill him. So therefore, he knew that Avshalom was a chance that he maybe, you know, he could survive. If it was an eved or a manza, it would be completely worse. Amar b'yochanan mishum rabishum ben yochanan. Another loch mutale hitkarot b'rashim b'olam hazeh. In this world, you're allowed to cause problems with rishayim, wicked people. Shneimar azuvei Torah yalelu resha. Right? Ta'eva shomrei Torah. Sorry. Ozvei Torah yalelu resha. So the pasuk here says, right? The pasuk in Mishlei, Ozvei Torah yalelu resha. Veshomrei Torah yitkaru bam. So the wicked will abandon, will exalt bad. Ozvei Torah, those who have left the Torah, they will yalelu resha. They'll praise wickedness. Veshomrei Torah, and those who keep the Torah yitkaru bam will allow to incite them, provoke them, attack them, anger them, whatever that actually means. And we've got a bright little Tanami Hach, we've got a bright little another bright says Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Matan Omer. Right, this is a Gemara in In this world, you are mitkrev b'rashim. You can provoke them. Shneimar uzvei toraya luresha v'chule. The Gemara says, "Aeva ve'im lechashcha adam lomar." And a person comes and whispers in your ear and says, "Listen, but how can you do that?" V'ha'ketiv. Don't we have a pasuk that says, "Le David," that's from Tehillim, "Al titachar b'meiraim." Al tekaneb or say evla, right? Leave them alone, even though they're bad guys. Amar or say to him, Misheli bo nokfo or merken, a person who's scared, or a person who's fearful. Look at Rashi, the Misheli bo nokfo, hayare me averot shebiado. If you yourself have got a virus, you think, wait a second, who am I? You know, often you find guys who are quick to curse other people, but if they stop for a second and look, they themselves aren't exactly a talit shekulot chaylet. Such a person, be careful, right? Right? So there you can say Omer Ken, right? Look at Rashi, Omer Ken, Mefresh Alti Dachar B'Merim Alti Knot V'Hu. You don't start to them. Ela Alti Dachar B'Merim Lid Garot B'Maasehem Lomar Ase Ken Gamani, right? However, Ela Alti Dachar B'Merim Liot K'Merim. Alti Knot V'Hu say, Ole Ali Kaneli Bach B'Chetam Ki Im Birat Hashem Kol Hayom. I got it, I'm a Samiyat, let's go. The Gemara says, how can it be? V'Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Im Ra'ita Rasha Sheh Hasha'am Mitzchak. But don't we know that nonetheless, time could be where Rasha'im, things work out for them? Then al tidkarebo, don't leave him alone. Shneimar yachilu dracha b'cholait. Right, look at Rashi over there. Yachilu yatzlichu v'chavero akan lo yachil tovo. Basically, he says they leave him alone. So obviously, Gosh Baruch knows what he's doing. Right, leave him alone. V'lo od elish zochei b'din. This guy will be if he has to go to Beit Din. Shneimar marom mishpatecha minagdan. Right, look at Rashi. Marom mishpatecha mesulakin dinecha. Stay away, he'll beat you in the judgment. Lord, el sheroe betzarav. Shneimar kol tzorerav yafiach bahem. Look at Rashi there, yafiach bahem. Benefichato hu doche otam kakash. He will beat you. Verse says, Lokash, that is no steer over here. Habe milei the day, habe milei dishmaya. Depends. When it's an interpersonal action, it's one thing. But milei dishmaya, then you can do what you want. You've got to provoke him, you've got to stop him, you've got to incite him, you've got to attack him, you've got to sort of ebite. And another answer. Habe milei dishmaya. Both of you do dishmaya. Habe loka, still not a steer. Habe rasha, shah, mezachekilo. Habe rasha, shah, mezachekilo. Sometimes you have a rasha. What can you do? That there are moments when he's going to be successful. Nothing you can do about it. I have another answer. Hava ha barasha shasham bezachilu. Could be even both these answers. Even if you see the guy's being successful, lo kashi ha betzadi gamur ha bezachilu. It depends on you now. Are you a tzadi gamur or a tzadi gimur? If you're a perfect tzadi, then you can attack him. If not, leave him alone. The Amar Rav Huna, my dichter Rav Huna says, what does it say? Lama tabit bogdim tacharish belaresha tzadik nimenu. So he quotes a pasuk over here. He says, "Lama tabit bogdim tacharish or quiet, but bela rasha tzadik menu." When a bela rasha, he swallows up a tzadik who's better than ben rasha. But the Gemara says, "One does a rasha swallow up a tzadik?" Vaketiv Hashem lo yazvenu biado. Hashem won't abandon you. Uchtiv lo yunu letzadik kolo kaavin el tzadik menu bolei tzadik gamur ena bolei. He says, "No, it depends. If it's a tzadik, so then if he's tzadik menu bolei." And tzadik gamur and a bolev. It's a tzadik gamur, he won't bolev. So basically, depends on you. Once again, we come back to yourself. Look at yourself before you start criticizing the others. You might have another auntie, Shash, Mr. Chekin Lo, Shani. That might be a little bit different. Maybe you should leave him alone at that moment. If you see a tzadik who really has got a Shemon Isa, Rasha, Shemon Isa, just stay away. Rabbi Yochim Shuri Shum Ben Yochai, Kol HaKoveya, Makom, Letfilato, Oivav, Noflim, Tachim. We saw earlier on that a person should have a Makom Kavod to Davin. We saw from Avraham Avinu, we went out to the same place every day. The other Gemara says, whoever has a Makom Kavod to Tfilato, Oivav Noflim Tachtavi. Enemies will just fall under him. Shneemar, Vesamti Makom Lameishel, Unetativ, Veshachen Tachtav, Velo Yigaz, Od Velo Yosifu Bede Evla, Lanoto Kasher Berishona. But in the whole Pasuk, Gemara stands in that sense. Avuna Rami Kativ, Avuna's got a different Pasuk, a bit of a steer, Lanoto Kativ. Uchtiv Lechaloto. בתחילה לנתו לבסוף לחלותו. Okay, ואמר רבי יוחנן בשמעון בן יחיא, גדולה שימושה של תורה. This is very important. This is גדולה שימושה של תורה. Be doing שימוש, right? שימוש is not just learning. שימוש is living with גדולים and serving גדולים and learning from real צדיקים. Your term is more important than learning the Torah. שנאמר, רבי יוחנן פסוק, this is the last פסוק on the daf. היום יהושפט, אין פה נביא לשם. Isn't there a Navi, a prophet who I can benidrashat Hashem, I can ask through him Hashem, me'oto v'yan echad me'avdei melech Yisrael v'yomer po Elisha ben Shaphat. As the Yehoshaphat came and said, is anybody here? And looked around and he saw one of the king's workers. And he says, po is Elisha ben Shaphat, asher yatzak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. What was the greatness of Elisha? Elisha, he says, po Elisha ben Shaphat, asher yatzak mayim al yedei Eliyahu. Right? Lamad lo ne'emar el yatzak. Right? Sorry, Mamar de Eliyahu. Lamad lo nemar. Never said this is a guy who learned from Eliyahu. Eliyatzak. But he poured water on Eliyahu. We see how we have this in Gemara. Melamed shegedole shimusha yoter mi limuda. That the shimush, serving a gadol, is more important than the learning. Have a good Shabbos. Carry on tomorrow night.